Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay. By the way, didn't the rest of you get a census form? Oh,
no. Jeff has been going on about this thing for weeks now, that he claims that he's being harassed by the census, U.S. Census, and it's not a census year. You know? So someone is asking him for personal information, right? Did you figure this out yet?
Well, Julie got one at work.
And she sent so they're harassing your entire family, is all that
she,
means.
She sent it to her accountant.
They
looked into it, and they said it's legitimate. It's from the government.
Which government? legitimate. It's legitimate. It's
Kazakhstan.
Are two separate things. Oh, anyhow. Anyone else get census form? Okay, I didn't think so. Yeah, it's not a year. Next one is one, what? This is, what year is this? 2020. Next census, as far as I know. What's the secret to your success? Well, it's not quite the way I'd phrase it. My success is a secret, I think. But thank you for saying that, Ann. Very nice of you. Where is Ann? Ann Holbeck? How are you? What's the secret to your success, Ann? Yeah, okay. All right. We'll work on it together. What can you buy on eBay that weighs between 5 and 10 pounds, has between 6 and 10 wheels, hums, vibrates, sometimes smokes, but refuses to budge, and is not typically used for sexual purposes? Matt Goulet. Do you have one, Matt?
I have a lot of them.
You have a lot of them? Okay. Well, let's see what he's got here. I'm kind of curious. And you buy him on eBay then, do you? Can I get you to stand up, man?
Yeah.
Matt Goulet, everybody.
How are you?
Hi. Good.
And these, is this a hobby of yours, or is it do with your vocation?
No, it's a hobby, definitely.
How'd you first get into these things?
Well, actually, my dad got me into it.
Does dad have one, too?
Yeah, I think he might have when he was younger.
Well, it's a young guy's thing, obviously.
So what would you like to know about it?
You know what it is, maybe.
Okay. Lionel Trains. Steam
engines. Lionel Trains. Yeah, I used to have a great set. My mom gave them away. It killed me. Yeah. I went to college, and my mom gave my trains away. What is that?
So I have a whole basement full of them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and a big layout. Yeah. And all that kind
of the ones that smoke?
Oh, yeah. Smoke and whistle and make all sorts of noises.
I had one, I had a little freight car where a cop chased a bum around the freight. Did you know, I went out and bought it with my own money one year, and she went with all the rest of them.
Yeah, they still make those.
They do?
Absolutely.
And it smoked. Did you, the smoke tablets?
The hobo car did that, but.
Not the hobo car, but in the engine, the little black engine, and you put smoke pellets in it.
They have the track has three rails and big transformers and stuff. Yeah.
You still run them and wear the hat and everything?
Well, you know, the hat doesn't get worn too much, but, you know.
And then there are those guys who went to the HO, you know, and I really had no feeling for them whatsoever. They like the smaller gauge, you know.
Accurate scale, and that's no fun. It's got to be old metal, tin plate, heavy.
What's your favorite car or your most treasured?
Favorite car. That's hard. Maybe the Hiawatha trains, the old Hiawatha train set. It's a passenger set they had.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just my neighbor gave me his Milwaukee Road set, and Mom gave those away, too. I had a whole set with silhouettes on the windows that light up, and you see the silhouettes of the passengers on the window.
Yeah. That's very sad.
Oh, it's, I hate to even think about it. You wake up sometimes in the middle of the night, and you go through all your life's regrets. That's right near the top. It's not maybe not number one, but
I bet it is.
Three or four. Right? All right, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thanks.
There you go. We got Lionel Trains. I loved them. Choo Choo. Guess how my husband and I celebrated our first anniversary. So you're into this too now by marriage.
I'm afraid I am, yes. Mm-hmm.
So when you played with trains on your first anniversary?
I was invited to sleep in a caboose.
That's a good one.
You could say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. That was your first anniversary? That's not how you met?
No. The trains were kept a secret for some time before I was introduced to them.
It could be a deal breaker, couldn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just financially, even.
You okay with it now?
Yeah, they're sweet. They're very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you collect your own things?
Books. Books and elephants.
Mm-hmm. I knew there was
replicas of elephants, not actual ones.
But real books.
Yes.
Sari, is that right?
That's right.
The Goulets, ladies and gentlemen. Now you know them. You know all about them. Would you be able to swim in a pool of Jell-O? You know, where is Joe? Why would you even think of this, Joe?
Wondered for a very long time.
Yeah?
Not you, specifically.
Uh-huh.
Someone.
Someone could. It's been tried. I know that. I saw it on television one time years ago. But I think it's possible. But I don't even know why I'd bother to think about it. Think she'll run, John Hart, Chappaqua. You're from up there, huh, John?
I am.
She a neighbor?
In the same town, sure.
Same town? Do you see her around at the 7-Eleven or something, Hillary?
We do. She participates in, like, the town parade, and we see her Starbucks. And
you see her Starbucks, yeah?
Yep, yep.
Is it okay to go up to Hillary at a Starbucks? And
it is, actually, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of people talk to her. You know, I think they get cornered by a lot of people, too.
Yeah. Small talk, nothing big.
Right. Exactly. She doesn't talk like foreign policy or anything like that.
Yeah, not at Starbucks. You wouldn't do that. Well, that's cool. Anyhow, and then what do you do up there, John?
I work for Nokia.
Nokia.
Smartphones.
I know what they are. I think I'm too stupid to know what a smartphone is. It's a Nokia. They're very nice.
Very nice, yeah. Durable. Yeah. I mean, I probably have one here.
You have it, really? And they got those terrific cameras on there.
They do, yeah.
In the back and take pictures and stuff.
Stay in the back, right, which is up my alley.
I'm sorry?
It's kind of up my alley, staying to the back.
Well, and I thought you meant that's what you do.
No.
Is that your function there, to stay in back at the company? Or what end of it are you in?
From time to time, but I'm in the back end of the operations, yeah, human resources.
Human resources, okay, good man. All right, well, nice to meet you. Oh, we got to go. And it's time to play the What Do You Know quiz. Before we can do that, we have to know who can and cannot participate in that quiz. And who ended up with you? Could you come down here, dear, please? And we'll do it over here. This is the four disclaimers, of course. Legally, we're required to do this. Not really, but... Huh? Yeah. Sure. That, yeah, do them all. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you are?
I'm Ann.
Yeah, she's Ann, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
You got it.
Okay. The four disclaimers. Number one. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who show sticklers who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, so does Obamacare just cover your Obama? Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the phone lines trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Hold on. Thank you, Ann. Keep that little souvenir of limited value. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to... Okay, your hand was up first. Your hand shot up. That doesn't usually happen, so I want to really reward that. Still wearing the ears there, huh?
Yeah, I can't take the ears off. They're pretty great.
Was there a rest of that costume, too? Or?
Yeah, there was a tail. The tail actually terrified me when I'd run into it. There was an animal on my butt.
No comment. Okay. And so, was there more? Just nothing, anything between the ears and the tail? Furry.
Yeah, there was a tie. It's a cat costume for those who can't.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I could be just hallucinating here. You never know. Your name is?
My name is Jennifer Martin.
Jennifer, give me one good reason, Jennifer, you should play this quiz.
I've been wanting to hang out with that ostrich on your booth there for a long time.
No, that's John. Come on up, Jennifer. Oh! Have a seat, if you would, there, right in the next to that. emu, technically.
Sorry. Emu.
It's not real, so it doesn't really matter what.
Does he have a name?
No. Never bother naming the thing. I don't want to get too attached to it in case it gets unstuffed. So, Jennifer, what are you into these days?
I work at the graduate school at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
You do? What do you do for them?
I do academic planning and programming for graduate programs.
For programs or for the people who are trying to get in the programs?
For the programs.
Oh, for the programs.
Yep.
Well, someone's got to plan, though.
Someone's got to do the administration.
So can you just be whimsical and plan them really in strange ways?
Well, other people do the planning, and then I help them get through the stages of governance.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
How'd you end up in that?
By luck.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's good stuff.
What did I mean? What'd you start out doing?
I don't even know what it is. Making copies of things for the grad school.
Copy girl? You're a copy girl? Copy you worked girl your way up from copy girl, and now you're running the whole damn grad school.
Yeah.
That's quite a success story, ladies and gentlemen. Any particularly the program areas? You do all of them, or you just...
Yeah, there's over 150 graduate programs at the university, so...
What's your favorite right now? What do you really enjoy planning?
I enjoy the arts and humanities program.
Arts and humanities. Good. Excellent. And for kicks, what do? Besides wear ears and a tail.
I come to radio shows.
That's it?
No. I play a lot of dodgeball in the winter.
Do you? Oh, yeah. You're a dodgeball person. Do you really? Seriously?
Yeah, on Tuesdays.
No kidding.
Yeah, they do it at elementary schools. There's, you know, people sign up, co-ed.
You play against little kids?
That would make
That'd
it easier.
That'd be pretty easy, yeah. Some can throw pretty hard.
No, just adults.
You know, if there was one thing I hated in gym class, it was dodgeball. Because there was always some guy who could throw it 100 miles an hour.
There still is, yeah. It's terrifying.
It's terrifying. Yeah. And they leave big red welts on you.
Know? Yep.
Horrible. We had those red, they still have those red balls?
The ones we play with aren't hard like kickballs. They're a little softer, but they can still really sting.
Oh, man, I hated it. I hated it. I got hit just to get out of it. Yeah, I didn't want to be the tension of it because I knew it was going
to
happen.
We pay to do it, so that's really
weird.
It, yeah.
But you must be like semi-pro then at this point.
Yeah.
Is there a league? Is there a dodgeball league here?
I think there is in the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not.
Yeah, the regular, regular guy's gym or whatever that was called. That one. That movie.
Dodgeball.
Yeah, dodgeball. Yeah. Yeah, that was good. Movie. All right, so Jennifer, someone there plays along with you. You know how this works. General knowledge sort of quiz and.
Yeah, I heard the guy last week. That was.
There you go.
An interesting guy.
Doesn't always work like that, though. Yeah. So someone out there, and they, how, and then what happens?
People who want to play along, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay, here, out of 10 working people, how many find it hard, if not impossible, to work in teams? It's surprisingly high finding. Out of 10 working people, how many of them find it hard, if not impossible, to work in teams? Tough being a team player. Joan, what do you think about that question? Did you hear it? Joan?
Hello?
Oh, Joan. Oh, hi, Joan.
Yes.
Out of 10 working people, how many find it hard to work in teams?
Is it a percentage that we're looking for?
No, we're looking for out of 10, a number. It's a pretty high number, I got to admit.
Oh, okay. Let's say 8 out of 10.
Say what?
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10 is right, Joan. Holy cow, what insights you show into this whole problem. Joan, this is Jennifer. She's your teammate here.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, Jennifer.
Okay, are you outdoors now or something?
No, actually, I'm multitasking.
You're multitasking? I would drop one task if I were you. And
I'm trying to. Can I lower my television, my radio? Or
lower your radio or, yes, or lower your phone, one of the two.
Okay, hold on.
Lower. My dad used to say that. Said to turn it down. Said lower okay, the lower good. Your music. So we take it and put it on the ground sometimes, just to annoy you. That's pretty cute. Are you back, Joan?
I am back.
Okay, Jennifer. Did you meet Jennifer here?
Yeah, we met.
Yes.
Joan. Okay, and she's in charge of all graduate programs, so pretty good partner to have. Two of you work as a team. We have various categories, and what are they, Sarah?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Joan, you pick the first one, please.
Let's do current events.
Current events, right out of the news. According to Hallmark, now they came out with this little ornament which says on it, Don, we now are what apparel? A I've seen this in the news.
Gone We Now Are What Apparel?
Yes, they changed the words somewhat from the original song. Did you hear about this?
It should be gay, but...
Yeah, but they Hallmark, you know Hallmark. Don We Now Are What Apparel?
Jennifer, what do you think?
Did you
happy? Did they change it to happy?
No.
Festive.
No.
Our Google apparel?
I guess you didn't see it, huh, Joan?
No,
our fun apparel. And it's caused quite a bit of stir, needless to say. All right, so that just would be...
That's zero right and one
wrong. Okay, don't worry about it. What's left? We'll come back.
People, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
All right, Jennifer?
People.
Kind of survey results. 1 in 5, 1 in 8, or 1 in 12 people still have their Huggy Bears from their childhood, their little stuffed animals, whatever they were. Mine was a panda.
What are the odds again?
1 in 5, 1 in 8, or 1 in 12 people still have their little Huggy Bears.
What do you think, Joan?
Well, I would hope it would be 1 in 12.
But what do you think it would be?
1 in 8?
Surprisingly high, this finding.
1 in 5.
Whoa.
What do you think?
That's surprisingly high.
Joan.
Maybe we should go with 1 in 8?
I think we want to go with 1 in 5.
Whoa. That surprised me. That's how high that was. Joan?
I think I'll go with what Jennifer wants to go with.
1 in 5 is right. Yeah, unbelievable. I don't know if that's true. How many of you still have your Huggy Bears? Or whatever, your stuffed whatevers. Applaud. You got to applaud because we can't see that. Well, I don't have mine. I lost mine to terrible circumstances. What's left there?
1 right and 1 wrong.
Yeah, but what's left?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Back to you, Joan.
Let's do odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Here it is. Who's more likely to be a psychopath, a CEO or a CPA?
There's no winning on this one, Joan.
Yeah, there's no, you know, it's a guess.
CEO or CPA more likely to be
a... CEOs.
You say CEO?
I would.
They say dentists are pretty likely.
We're not talking about
that. I know, but that's a normal thing.
Don't change the subject. CEO or CPA?
I kind of feel CPA. I don't know.
Maybe or CEO.
CEO, yeah.
What's the adjective again?
Psychopath.
Yeah, let's go CEO.
It's a noun, I think, but that's okay. Psychopathic would be.
They were so egotistical. Maybe it is a CEO.
Yeah, it's a CEO.
CEO, yes.
Yay.
Okay, good. Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's 2 right and 1 wrong. And the categories remaining are places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Yes.
Things you should have learned in school.
Here it is for all the beans. What early popular American song inspired the word dude that we use today?
Like a Beach Boys song or something?
No, early, you know, back in the old days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in the old Yankee days.
Oh, Yankee Doodle Dandy?
That's exactly right. Holy cow. What a count for the
Jennifer, you'll celebrate the harvest season and taste Wisconsin cheese culture with a selection of artisanal cheeses and their perfect companions from Fermagination on Madison's historic Capitol Square. Joan, start your days the What Do You Know audience way with a cup of Stephen Brew's breakfast blend and banish afternoon cares with a cup of Costa Rican Terasu from Madison's Stephen Brew coffee. That's coffee done right. And each of you can join the pride of the thundering herd wearing a North Dakota State Bison t-shirt from NDSU and broaden your horizons reading What Do You Know. Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International.
All right. Good applauder. I like him. Look out who he does it. Very good.